Did you list charter schools? Let's think about that. They may be disruptive to ordinary schools, but they don't fundamentally change the nature of schooling. People still go there, teachers still teach, students still study content that might be found in other conventional schools as well. Certainly some charters are more innovative than others, but they may not be disrupting the system as much as we think. How about homeschooling? That probably comes closer to the actual definition of a disruptive innovation. Both the physical environment and mode of delivery are changed, and homeschooling has driven some other innovations as well, such as more internet-based interactive instruction. But a lot of the content remains the same, and a lot of schools are using the same kind of interactive technology for instruction as homeschoolers do. So they are certainly an innovation, but may not be truly disruptive. Virtual schooling? That's getting close. It doesn't require that students go anywhere. It can be delivered at any time of day, content can be customized to individual students, and teachers serve as online mentors, coaches, critics, and evaluators. It's also highly adaptable to other settings, such as corporate education or personal growth education.